Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's time to take your body care routine to the next level. Introducing Osea's bestseller body care set, the perfect companion for your summer travels. This four-piece kit transforms dry skin to silky, soft, and glowing. It features travel sizes of Osea's best-selling Undaria Algae Body Oil and Body Butter, clinically proven to improve skin elasticity, along with their anti-aging body balm and Salts of the Earth body scrub. And to top it off, it's packed in a vegan leather bag, making it a must-have for all your summer adventures. Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat yourself to glowing, healthy skin this summer with clean, vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Right now, you can get the bestsellers body care set valued at $78 for 33% off. Use code SUMMER to save an additional 10%. That's an additional 10% off at oceamalibu.com, code SUMMER.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast, and become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows featuring guests sharing stories about growing up in a haunted house that was possessed by an evil presence, a nightmarish encounter with a UFO in the dead of night, and the financial horror stories from those who won the lottery and lived to regret it. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to hear these programs and many more truly thought-provoking shows from coast to coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back. George Norrie with you. Marianne Winkowski with us, born in Cleveland, Ohio, has been communicating with earthbound spirits for most of her life. Her earliest memories include talking to spirits of the deceased as they were living people, thinking that, and helping these entities cross over into the white light. She's been a consultant to the then CBS hit television show Ghost Whisperer, has appeared on a number of television and radio programs, has been a regular guest on Coast to Coast. Welcome back, Marianne Winkowski. Marianne, good to have you back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Looking forward to this. How has your Friday night been going so far?
Pretty quiet so far. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing for you, because when these entities realize what you can do, they come at you like crazy, don't they?
If I let them know I recognize them or see them, you know, if I walked down the street and winked at everyone I saw or stared at them, they would know it, and I probably would be like the Pied Piper, having them follow me down the street. But, you know, I sort of try to ignore them unless I see they're bothering somebody.
Are you a medium, a channeler? What would we call you?
No, none of that. I am actually an investigator, a paranormal investigator. I determine whether you actually have ghosts in your attics or bats up there. You know, I can tell the difference on a phone call. And, you know, because of TV and everything that's been on television and the movies, everybody that hears a bump in the night just assumes it's a ghost. And unfortunately, or fortunately, it's not always that. It's not always the case.
How old were you when you started realizing that you could see spirits?
Well, I knew I could see them when I was really tiny. Grandma started taking me to funerals when I was four. So, I mean, and the spirit always attends their funerals. They're always standing at the foot of the casket, and I can obviously look at the spirit and see him and talk to him, but then also look at the casket and see somebody laying down in there, and they looked identically the same. Now, a 4 or 5 year old, you know, even at that young age can tell the difference. And it never bothered me. It never scared me. They were never mean. They never did anything. What scared me at those funerals is that I'm definitely old enough that way back in the day, they actually had what was called wailers, where...
Yeah, professional people who cry, right?
Exactly. And they scared the habijis out of me because they just screamed and carried on. And I thought, I just couldn't even imagine what all that was about.
Now, Marianne, why would Grandma take a little four-year-old girl to a funeral?
Because she realized that I could see and talk to them, and that was pretty special, especially on that side of the family, the Italians. They definitely believe in all of that. And here was this little bambino that could talk and see, you know, the Kumba or the Kuma that just died, and they ask questions, and you know, as long as they ask the question and I heard the answer, I tell them what the dead person was saying, and gosh, George, it just hasn't changed.
It hasn't.
So
it hasn't.
Going.
Would people, the living people, flock around you at funerals to see what you saw?
Oh, yeah, and what I had to say. And the weird part is this, they spoke in Italian. My grandparents spoke very little English when I was that young. And so, which is very strange because I have never, ever, I can understand any ghost in any language. I don't understand how I can do that.
Now, when you saw them, mm-hmm. what did they look like? Did they look like their human form?
Exactly.
They did.
Exactly. The only difference is when I see an earthbound spirit, I can see their hair color, their eye color, the clothes they have on. But if I squint a little bit, I could actually see through them. They're not solid like we are.
Do they look the age that they died, or do they look younger?
No, you don't go to a younger age until you go into the light. If you stay earthbound, if you choose not to go to the light, and you died in 1950, and you were 25 years old, if I run across you tomorrow, you are still going to be 25 years old.
And when you were saying if these earthbound spirits decide to stay, is it their choice?
They have free will. You have free will when you're alive. You have free will when you're dead.
Interesting take there. And... at what point did you realize, you know, I'm going to turn this into a profession?
You know, I don't really think I ever had that thought in my mind.
It just happened.
Well, you know, 2 people told 4 people and 4 people told 8 people. And it wasn't probably until about 35 years ago that I even charged to come to somebody's house. It was just helping somebody clear the house out so the kids weren't sick anymore and everybody felt good. And people, a couple that was headed for divorce, all of a sudden they're not going to get divorced anymore and the lights are working. But it just got to the point where I couldn't hold a regular job anymore because I was called too much to do this.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.